Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Senator Rich Taylor to recap the legislative session. This is part one of a two-part interview. First thing I wanted to talk about is, since the session is officially behind us, I just kind of want to get your thoughts on where you think the session fell and some of the things that you were happy to get done.
I'm happy to be done. The only thing really good that I could really think that we did was we expanded the access to medical cannabis oil for a lot of Iowans that were in desperate need of that drug. We could have done a lot better. The way I see it, any step forward is a great improvement on what we had.
And so to piggyback on that, with the expanded access to CBD oil, can you kind of expand on the impact that can have to certain people?
Well, people will be able to get it for a lot more conditions. Our medical cannabis oil board, we actually empowered them to set the parameters of, you know, what might qualify as being able to receive this as a drug. We've left it a lot more up to our medical professionals to prescribe for different illnesses and in different strengths and different amounts that they would need to properly treat their conditions. So it is a huge step forward. Where I think we could go even further would be making the access to the drug more readily available. Right now there's only, I believe, 5 dispensaries in the state, and we need to make that to where there are dispensaries all over the state that, you know, a person can get this drug.
And then looking back, what are some of the things that you wish would have gone differently, or some of the things that you wish the legislature could have done better?
Well, we should have done a lot better on our oversight for Medicaid in Iowa, a lot better on funding our Medicaid in Iowa. We've still got way too many providers that haven't been paid. Some of them for over a year, and it's hard to run a business if you're not getting paid. We should have done better there. We should have done better for our nursing home care, and then again, especially on Medicaid, when you're paying what I believe will be now about $30 a day less than what the costs are per patient that's on Medicaid. It's pretty hard for our nursing homes to stay in business, and then that also hurts the private pay people, because somebody has to make up that difference so that our nursing homes can stay in business. And when the state's not paying their fair share, that falls back on the private citizen that has to foot that bill. And that's just not fair either. We should have done a lot better on judicial reform, sentencing reform. We should have done a lot better as far as allowing people who have served their sentences to get back to being part of our public and being able to vote. I think that we've missed an opportunity there. We've got a governor that says she wants to get that done, but then when the legislature doesn't act, it's hard to really take that serious that that's what she wants done when her own party doesn't seem to support that.
Yeah, and that felon voting bill that you had talked about, it seemed like it had gotten through the House very easily. What happened when it got to the Senate?
They just decided not to bring it up. For what reason? We were never given a reason. It just never came up in front of the Judiciary Committee for a vote. One would have to assume that there were people in the majority party that didn't want to give felons back their right to vote. That's about the only thing that I can figure why it didn't come through the Senate, why we didn't even get a vote on it.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with State Senator Rich Taylor to recap the session. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.